Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, King of my life, Lord, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory.
Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Go. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. That was the Sensational Nightingales, and of course we want to congratulate them on their 75th anniversary, which was held yesterday here in Durham, North Carolina, the Sensational Nightingales. We thank God for them. They have done a tremendous job for over 75 years, over 76 years, and we thank God for them. We are here in the studio tonight. We took a few weeks off to take care of some other things, but we are back in the studio, and we're glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. every Monday night. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of African-American gospel music, traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It all began in Africa. All the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion, religion with rhythm. When our first African-American slaves came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was work song and field hollers. These are the basic essentials of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came the blues, gospel, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we hear today. It all tells the story of a people who have triumphed over many adversities over the years, people who have continued to give the glory to God. We believe that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program, but each Monday night we come to you at 9 p.m. to bring you the very best at what our people have produced in the traditional African-American gospel field. We have had such great musicians and great entertainers in the gospel field, and this is what Gospel Gold is all about. And so we thank you for being a part of this program tonight. The gospel music is a shining beacon of hope. It's a fantastic journey of joy divine, a triumph of victory in God that comes deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs that have been given to this nation and indeed to the world has come through the African-American experience. And that's what we're all about here at Gospel Gold. It is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. On the Gospel Gold Groups page, you will find articles about various gospel groups. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. And you'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. Now, all of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that each week you have to go to the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page to find the link for that program for that week. If you would like to go back and hear some of the programs that we have recorded this season, you can do so on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there, don't forget to like, and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so by email. Our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We hope you will enjoy our program tonight. We have a very interesting program for you tonight. Tonight, we are going to be looking at the Jubilee style of gospel, the Jubilee style of gospel. Jubilee quartets were popular in African-American religious groups in the first half of the 20th century. The name derives from the Fisk Jubilee Singers, a group of singers organized by George L. White at Fisk University in 1871 to sing Negro spirituals. The early Jubilee quartets featured close harmonies, formal arrangements, and a flat-footed style of singing that emphasized restrained musical expression and techniques derived from Western musical traditions. Early quartets reinforced their respectable image by adopting uniforms that a university glee club might wear and encourage improvisation. In time, however, the popularity of Jubilee style spread from the university to black churches, where quartet singing before audience, tradition of enthusiastic response, began to absorb much of the energy and the freedom of gospel music coming out of the holiness churches. Groups such as the Golden Gate Quartet, originally named the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, infused their performances of spirituals with rhythmic beats and blues and jazz, gradually becoming including gospel standards written by Thomas A. Dorsey and others in their repertoire. So this is what we are talking about tonight. We're going to be listening to the Jubilee style of gospel tonight. We hope you will enjoy our program. We're going to come back in just a minute and introduce our program for the night. First, listen to this.
Lord, I have trials and
tribulations.
Oh, Lord,
I've been built and
I've been
strong.
Brother,
soon my trials will be
over.
Birmingham Sunlights. We are talking about the Jubilee style of gospel. And tonight we have two groups that we'd like to bring to your attention tonight. Of course, we talked about the Jubilee style of gospel in another season that we did last year. And we wanted to come back again this year to bring you more of that type of singing or that style of gospel music. And one of the groups that we wanted to introduce or reintroduce tonight was a group called the Flying Clouds of Detroit, Michigan. long before the Winans, or before C.L. Franklin and his daughter Aretha Franklin, before Mattie Moss Clark and the Clark sisters, there was another act from Detroit making brilliant records and showing African American churchgoers that the Motor City had exceptional gospel singing talent. The Flying Clouds of Detroit were sublime practitioners of Jubilee Harmony during the heyday of the 40s and the 50s, and they made classical recordings, including possibly the definitive rendition of Thomas A. Dorsey's Peace in the Valley. As gospel expert Opal Lewis Nations wrote, the Flying Clouds never developed a national reputation, but they are nevertheless remembered with reverence by those who went out to see them work their magic as one of the truly great a cappella quartets of gospel's golden age. The Flying Clouds' origins go way back to 1929, when a teenage quartet called themselves the Russell Street Usher Board Four for their benefactors, the Usher Board of Russell Street Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Personnel changes so often in the early days that few remember the original membership of the group. Second tenor John T. Evans remembers a fellow named Curry, first tenor, baritone Robert Ross, and Horace Sermons, and himself being in one of the earliest confirmations of the 1930s. In 1933, Henry Harris joined the group as manager, and the outfit played local churches. Harris owned a seven-seat sedan, and that's what they traveled in. Their reputation grew, and by 1942, they had adopted the Flying Cloud name. The name came from a popular automobile at the time. Evans wrote, I remember back in 1936, the group came around to my house at 5 in the morning to try to get me to join. They were on tour to somewhere and needed a tenor singer. I turned them down, but I did start going to rehearsals when they came back. Harris, a smooth-talking promoter, got the Flying Cloud singing on many major gospel programs aside from the churches and the sick rooms and the various programs that they were on. Their intricate harmonies and switching leads was a revelation. Mr. Evans remembered, we entered harmony contests. These contests were often judged by big shots out of Wayne University. None of us had any musical training. We picked up our parts by ear. We are told that the reason why we won the harmony contest so often was that we sang closer harmony than singers who had been coached. Our first concerts were free, but when it cost us to get to these programs, we started charging 10 cents a head. 10 cents a head. In 1940, also saw the beginning of the Flying Clouds radio career. Joseph Campo, who owned CKLW in Windsor, Canada, was looking for a gospel quartet for backgrounding for Elder C.L. Morton's Wednesday Midnight program. They remembered the program as 8 members in a group signed to audition, but when they heard us, they took us on after only listening to a few bars. Elder C.L. Morton, who fathered 2 sons, both became ministers, also broadcast from the pulpit of his church. The Flying Clouds were asked to contribute to Morton's program. Herbert Pee Wee Packard, pianist and from the Gospel Harmonettes, remembered the Flying Clouds on WJLB in Detroit. They had a regular program Sunday morning at 9 a.m., and we had one after them. Pee Wee was the pianist for the United Gospel Singers. The group ended up with 2 programs on CKLW, one at 9:15 p.m., and on Mondays, another one on Thursday at 1:45 a.m., with slight changes in time for the show. The Flying Cloud stayed on CKLW for many years. We're going to listen to a few of their songs tonight. I'm going to come back and talk about them a little bit more. But I want to go back and listen to some of the early songs, I'm Not Ashamed to Be a Witness for the Lord, recorded in 1946. We'll also hear When They Ring Those Golden Bells. And I got long to stay here, recorded in 1957. So we're going to go back and listen to these early recordings of the Flying Clouds of Detroit, Michigan.
I'm not ashamed to be a witness of the Lord, of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to be a witness of the Lord, of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to tell the world how he brought me safely through. You know I'm not ashamed. How can you be a witness? Oh, Lord. Oh, the Lord. Oh, yes, my Lord, the Lord.
I'm not ashamed to be a witness. I'm not ashamed to tell the world how he brought me safely through. You know I'm not ashamed, but can you be a witness? Oh, Lord.
Oh, the Lord. Oh, yes, my Lord, the Lord.
I'm not ashamed to be a witness, Father Lord, Father Lord. I'm not ashamed to be a witness, Father Lord, Father
There's a land beyond the river.
And these are the words you'll hear me say to me.
Oh, Lord, you told me to call you when I need you. Oh, Lord, you know I need you right now. I need you to hold my hand, Jesus. Oh, Lord, friends talking about me. Oh, Lord, I'm a born and motherless child. But somewhere, Jesus, for you, for me now, yes, sir.
In May 1946, the Flying Clouds approached Bob Field of Haven Records. Field had just set up Haven Records and was looking for talent. Haven issued four extremely prized and tough-to-find recordings by the Flying Clouds in 1946, one you just heard, I'm Not Ashamed to Be a Witness for the Lord. The group at this point included Elmer L. Stallworth, first tenor John T. Evans, second tenor Anderson Lee Hall, tenor Leon Milton Irving, who had been a member of the Silver Bells of Pittsburgh, and baritone and bass William Wendy Turner from Arkansas. These songs they recorded were standard Jubilee fare. The Flying Clouds of Detroit in 1947 recorded two of their most popular sides for John W. Gilbert's Detroit-based religious recording label. These were Fanny Crosby's Savior Don't Pass Me By or Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and Lucy Campbell's Something Within Me. Author of the seminal book of the gospel sound, Tony Hilbert, considered the Flying Clouds' reading of Something Within Me as one of the greatest quartet tracks of the 1940s. The group's first religious recording release was By and By, was sold by King Records, who did nothing to broaden its popularity. Strange again were the circumstances leading up to the group singing to Irvin Berlin's Gotham Records in 1949. The contract, which originally prepared for the Silverlairs of Pennsylvania, had commenced recording for Gotham in January of 1949, had their name blocked out and the Flying Clouds moniker written over it. This happened very often in those years. The Flying Clouds of Detroit were at the height of their popularity at this time, so much so that other Flying Clouds or other Flying Cloud groups sprang up across the country, others who wanted to emulate their style, principally in Florida and New York, California, Alabama, and South Carolina. There were so many Flying Cloud groups around, I had to register the name, Evans remembers. WHAM, a TV station in Rochester, New York, offered the Flying Clouds a long-term contract if they would move to Rochester. Also in 1950, the Flying Clouds had a recording session with King Records. In 1951, there was a split in the ranks where Stallworth took Hall and Turner, and with others, they became the Meloneers. The group recorded 178 for Gotham, but disbanded shortly afterwards, with Stallworth and Turner entering the ministry. The Flying Clouds continued on through April 1953, and that's when the group recorded again, cutting a session with Leroy Barnes of the Evangelistic Singers and of Nashboro Records. The Flying Clouds disappeared again for 4 years before showing up in 1957 on JVB Records, the label owned by the legendary Detroit record shop owner Joseph Van Battle, who rose to prominence recording everyone from John Lee Hooker to Aretha Franklin. By that time, only Stallworth, Evans, and Lewis had survived numerous changes in the Flying Clouds. Willie Banks, plus a tenor singer, remembered only as Sims, made up the aggregation. This group had finally dropped a cappella recording and their companies on JVB Records release. This was a group that was very popular in the early form of traditional African-American gospel music. The Flying Clouds of Detroit Michigan.
Well, you know I got a
right
to the tree of life. Lord, I know I got a
right.
Oh, Lord, to the tree of
life.
Well, I know God
died.
Well, I know
he died.
Well, and I've got a
right
to the tree of life. Well, don't you know they crucify my blessed Lord? You know they nailed him to a tree.
Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call us in the studio tonight, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call us in the studio tonight.
Steal away.
I realize. day, Lord. And I know crying will all be over. But that's all right, you said, to wipe away my tears. Oh, Lord.
Flying Clouds of Detroit, Michigan. We have in the studio tonight, and we are in our last stretch for the season. Of course, our season ends the week of Christmas. We have a great lineup of programs that we're going to be presenting between now and the end of the season. We hope you will tell someone about Gospel Gold so that they will tune in every Monday night at 9 p.m. so that they can hear the great work our people have done. Don't forget, the Gospel Gold is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We have programs lined up that we hope that you will enjoy for the next few months as we end our season for this year, 2021. And we hope that you will stay with us during the course of this time. We have gone into the Gospel Gold Vault. We have found some interesting programs that we hope that you will enjoy. If you want to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, of course, Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign. That's the Cash App moniker. You have to use the dollar sign and the word Gospel Gold. One word, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold at any time through the Cash App. If you would like to get in touch with us, perhaps you have some information that Gospel Gold can use, or you have a suggestion for a upcoming program. You can either leave your comments on the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net.
Oh, you know that I sing because I'm happy.
Yes, and I
sing because I'm free.
You know his eyes,
is on the sparrow.
You know that
I know
that he watches me.
He watches me.
Watches me. Know that I
sing because I'm happy.
Yes, and I
sing because I'm free.
You know his eyes.
His eyes on the sparrow.
You know that I know that he watches me.
Watches me.
Why should I feel discouraged? Tell me, why should the shadows come? Oh, why should my heart feel lonely and longing for heavenly home? For Jesus is my potion, my constant friend is he.
Watches me,
yeah, 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 and I
sing
because I'm happy.
Yes, and I
sing because I'm free.
You know his eyes.
His eyes
is on,
is on the sparrow.
You know that I know.
I know.
I know that he watches.
He watches me.
Watches me. Watches me. That I
sing because I'm happy.
Yes, and I
sing because I'm free.
You know his eyes.
His eyes
is
on the sparrow.
You know that I know.
I know.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, I know.
I know.
That he watches.
He watches me.
Watches me. Watches me.
We're talking about the Jubilee style of gospel tonight. And another group that I wanted to bring before you tonight is the Spirit of Memphis Quartet. Founded in 1930, the Spirit of Memphis Quartet are more of a continual concept than a set band, changing membership over the years as musicians dropped in and out of the lineup. In fact, it's not exactly a quartet. In the mid-1980s, there were 8 members, 5 of whom sang. The core of the group was usually lead Jeffro Bledsoe, tenor Robert Reed, bass singer Earl Malone, all of whom joined in the 1930s. Bledsoe retired in 1977, but Reed and Malone are still active with the act in the 1980s. They recorded in the quartet style for King Records in the early 1950s. Then they switched to Peacock Records for much of the 50s and the 60s. They rehearsed the song, If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another. And they were scheduled to record this with Elvis Presley at Graceland. And they were scheduled to record it with him in 1976. But the session was canceled due to Elvis's illness, they say. The group recorded an album of soul-influenced gospel for David Evans' High Water label in the mid-1980s. The Spirit of Memphis Quartet, another great group that sung the Jubilee style for many years. I wanted to bring them to the forefront tonight because I wanted you to hear this great group as well.
I'm gonna tell you people what I'm gonna do.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you who you're listening to. A group of young men on one accord.
Yeah, yeah.
Singing praises to our Lord.
We are.
Little Memphis.
Little Memphis. What, yes.
Been saying.
54 years.
Haven't got
yet.
We've been singing
54 years.
Haven't got time yet. Sometimes the crowd will nod and sometimes fall. Sometimes they'll hardly anyone at all.
Yeah.
We keep on singing. And our Jesus'
name.
For if we fall, oh, we better blame. We are. Been saying
for years,
haven't got time yet. We are
little
Memphis Quartet. Yeah, we've been saying
for years,
haven't got time yet. Sometimes the crowd will laugh, sometimes fall. Sometimes they were hardly anyone at all.
Yeah, yeah.
We kept on singing in my Jesus' name. If we fall,
oh, we better blame.
We are
the Spirit Quartet.
Been saying
54 years,
haven't got time yet. Yes,
we are
the
Spirit Quartet.
Oh, we've been saying
54 years,
haven't got time yet. Tell you what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm gonna do.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. Robert
Jack,
yeah,
till you come along.
Dum 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 dum.
Other groups, such as the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Harmonizing Four, and the original Five Blind Boys of Alabama, formerly known as the Happy Land Jubilee Singers, also sung this style of Jubilee gospel, created more improvisational and fervent style of quartet singing known as hard gospel. That new style largely eclipsed Jubilee style by 1950s. And this is why you don't hear that style of gospel anymore, particularly on the radio. You will never hear it on the radio. You will only hear this type of music on Gospel Gold. This is why I ask you to make sure that you go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page so that others can hear and know that Gospel Gold is on the air. I got a call on the line. I'm going to see if they would like to say something tonight. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Brother Rogers. How you doing?
Dr. Rogers, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
Doing just fine. Are you enjoying the program?
Man, there's so much good music on there. I just say I had to call you and congratulate you on doing a wonderful job, you know, in bringing up the spirit. I love it. I love this music.
Thank you so very much. This is the style of gospel that you really don't hear anymore.
No, you don't.
I remember hearing it when I was young, but we don't hear that on the radio and we don't hear it in churches anymore. But I wanted to bring that style of gospel to the audience tonight so that they could hear where that quartet first started with that Jubilee style.
Right.
I know you.
It's interesting. I was doing some research some time ago and ran across some things like that.
Yeah, I know you're familiar with the Dixie Hummingbirds and the Harmonizing Four and the Blind Boys of Alabama. I know you're familiar with them. And were parts of this Jubilee style, too, that early 1930, 1940 style of gospel.
Right.
Could you give us a little bit of information as to how that style began or what it brought into focus for our people during that time?
You know, that's interesting, the way you even framed that question, because it is critical. Like I said, I ran across something once that said a lot of those songs like that old style singing, came out of those work fields.
Yes.
And together, and you do that, and you could, you know, it would ease some of the stress and the pressure of being out there in them cotton fields and tobacco fields, you know, time, and they could strike up that harmony and work. And then also another place I heard it, and if you remember, even Hollywood played around with this one, is in the prisons.
Yes.
In the prisons, men would get together and form harmonizing groups and would sing and mm-hmm. in the prisons to entertain themselves back in those early 20s and like that.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that? You ever heard that thing
yes,
about the
I
prisons?
Did. Yes, I did. I heard about that along with those work gangs that they had at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and
they were singing
that
in those prisons. You remember the movie, it was Eddie Murphy was in it.
Called Life.
Martin Long.
Yeah, Called Life.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right. Remember that, the little groups and then that they had?
Yeah, I remember that well. That was a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, and then even when in that movie about James Brown, you remember they started a group singing in the prisons.
That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, they gave spiritual support to them.
That's right. It was spiritual support because, you know, the system was so harsh and cruel that they needed some way to relieve it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sit and do those songs and sing and harmonize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting area.
Well, thank you very much for that input. Beloved, our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Come back and join us next week here on Gospel Gold as we continue until our end of our season. I'm going to go home tonight with a song called I Believe I'll Run On and See what the end's going to be. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Dr. Rogers. We'll be speaking to you very soon.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hey, God bless you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Spirit of Memphis Quintet.
Well, I believe I'll run on and see what the end's gonna be. I done made it up in my mind. See what the end's gonna be. I've been viewed and I've been scorned. Talked about to a newborn.
Pilgrim,
and I'm a stranger, traveling through.
Thank you.